Oh, that was Jordan Feliz and Never Too Far Gone. Yeah, isn't it good to know that we are never too far gone? Sometimes I feel too far gone.
But, I hear you.
Yeah, good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
It's Tuesday, time for Kelly and Coffee. And I'm so thankful for God's grace this morning.
Amen.
And for his patience and just for his goodness, you know, that he is there. And it doesn't matter what we've done, like Jordan Feliz was singing about, we are never too far gone, that God can't reach us and cover us with his grace.
Amen.
And with his love. Very thankful for that. Kelly is our business manager, and Tuesday morning she shares some of the recent comments we've received from our listeners, gives you an idea of what God is doing in our listening family. So what do you have for us this morning, Kelly?
Well, today I went to our Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
On our Facebook page, you can rate the Praise Network. You can give us from 1 to 5 stars. And for some reason, lately it's popped up on our news feed, and we've had a number of people rate us, and some have left comments. So I brought in 3 of those comments today. And the first one was from Lydia Oaks.
Oh, hi, Lydia. Such a sweet gal.
She is. She is. And she says, I listen to the Praise Network every chance I get. It is so good.
You know, Lydia and her family are now working at an assisted care living center.
Oh.
And so she actually prepares all the meals for the residents. We stopped in there last weekend. And what a just a beautiful, homey atmosphere.
Very nice.
Lydia has such a heart for the Lord and such a heart to serve others. So that was really good to hear. And I know Becky. Hi, Becky. Becky over there, one of the residents, she listens to the Praise Network. So I have to give a shout out to Becky.
Yes,
this morning.
I hope Becky has a great day today. And then Tony Zach left a comment for us as well. And he says, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't listen to the Praise Network. I have a half-hour drive to work and back every day, and the Praise Network is what I am listening to.
Oh, well, good morning to you, Tony. And Tony is the one who started Leading with Power in La Crosse, and that's that monthly men's luncheon they have. It's coming up, I believe, next week.
Yes.
So, thankful for Tony and all that he is doing in the La Crosse area.
Amen. And our last one is from Mona. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to ruin her last name, so I'll just leave it as at Mona. She says, I love the music and the speakers, especially David Jeremiah and Colin Smith.
Mm.
So we do love our teachers.
We do. You know, it's so good to get that feedback from our listeners, too, to know, you know, what God is using
Amen.
In your life and how he's helping you through different teachers. And it seems like different people connect with different ones, but very good to hear Dr. David Jeremiah and Colin Smith as well. And I think, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but we sent out the questionnaire to our listeners and got some feedback from them. And by far, teaching is the most important mm-hmm. thing to each and every one, followed very closely by music. So again, we do appreciate your feedback and we'd love to hear from you. You can always send us a comment through our Facebook page at Praise Network. Just be sure to spell Praise, Kelly.
P-R-A-Y-Z.
P-R-A-Y-Z. That's right. And coming up this weekend, it is a For King and Country concert along with Jordan Feliz, whom we heard from just a few minutes ago, and KB, going to be at the Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells. I believe tickets are still available. You can find out about that at crystalgrand.com. Praise Network will have a table there, so if you make it out to the concert, be sure to stop by and say hi. You can register for a chance to win a $50 quick trip gift card.
And very nice.
Gives us a chance to connect with our listeners. And I believe my daughter, a lot of people have been praying for our daughter, Emily, who's been battling a very rare and painful disease for the past year. Well, she, I think, is going to be there at the table with us.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, looking forward
well,
to
good.
That, spending that family time together.
That sounds great.
So, Kelly, before we go, you're not drinking coffee this morning. I heard you're into like chai tea or something these days. What's up with that?
No, I always will be a coffee drinker. But no, it just sounded good. So, yeah, I brought some chai tea today. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you go enjoy your chai tea and we'll have you back in here next Tuesday.
That sounds great.
Thanks.